Shalom, everybody. In this week's parsha, of course, we have the zechus to begin the Torah all over again. And in this parsha, we read about the creation of the entire universe, culminating in the creation of humans. And regarding the creation of humans, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Ches, Piska Hey, that when Hashem created Adam and Chava, the malachim, the angels, gathered into various groups. Some angels said humans should be created, and some said they should not be created. The Medrash says that the Midah of Chesed said that humans should be created because humans can and will perform acts of Chesed. Then the Medrash says that the Midah of Emes, the Midah of Truth, said that humans should not be created because humans do not tell the truth. The language of the Medrash is Shekulo Shekarim, Shekarim, that all humans, all of humanity, is lies. And then the Midah of Tzedek, of justice, of integrity, said that humans should be created because humans engage in justice. And then the Midah of Shalom spoke up and said humans should not be created because humans engage in fights and in squabbles. That's the Medrash. Chesed and Tzedek said humans should be created, but Emes and Shalom disagreed and said humans should not be created. And the Medrash continues and says, Ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Natal emes v'hishlicho la'aretz. Hashem took the emes and threw it to the ground. Hishlicho la'aretz. And then he created humans. That's the Medrash. But what's going on here? How is this Medrash to be understood? What's the message of this Medrash? Many, many Mefarshim explain this Medrash in various beautiful ways. I'd like to share a beautiful explanation of Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. It's found in his Sefer Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva on our Parsha in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav. I'll say parenthetically that Rav Schwab's explanation is very similar, though not identical, to an explanation given by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of YU, who died in 1993. And this idea is found in the Sefer Mipnine Harav on page 262, written by his Talmud of Herschel Schechter Shlita. I'll share the approach of Rav Schwab, but they are very similar. Says Rav Schwab, there are two kinds of MS, two kinds of truth. There is heavenly truth, that's objective, actual, definite truth. It's real truth. It's unencumbered by extenuating factors, by external influences. This is the kind of truth, says Rav Schwab, that the Nevi'im, Nevi'ei MS, are privy to and are obligated by. They receive a nevuah that they must convey to a specific person or to a group of people, and they must convey that truth without omitting a single detail of the message. These kinds of truths are uncomfortable sometimes. They're painful messages, but they have to be conveyed by these Nevi'im clearly and bluntly, without beating around the bush and without softening the blow. That is one kind of truth. Living in this world with that kind of truth does not enable people to live together. Humans cannot be created if that is the kind of truth that they are expected to uphold on a regular basis, all the time, in every circumstance. So, says the Medrash, what did Hashem do? Natal emes v'hishlicho la'aretz. Hashem brought down the other kind of truth, not the heavenly truth, but the earthly truth. He brought it down to earth. Natal emes v'hishlicho la'aretz. Of course, we have an iser not to lie. You're not allowed to lie. But we also have an obligation to not say everything that comes to our mind. We have an obligation to ensure shalom between people, to preserve peace among people, where not everything is said. And when difficult things need to be said, they are said properly and delicately and compassionately. That is the only way that humans can survive. It's the only way that humans can be created. Nevi'im are bound by heavenly truth, but the rest of humanity survives only on earthly truth. And Rav Schwab continues and says that this may well be what the Gemara means in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im and given to people who are mentally ill, or lahavdil, to children. So Rav Schwab says that that does not mean that these people now are Nevi'im. But what it means is that the way those people speak, mentally ill people, or lahavdil, children, that's similar to Nevi'im. As I just explained a moment ago, often people like that will speak bluntly. They'll tell the truth, but they'll tell the heavenly truth, so to speak. Just like a Navi, they'll often say what they think, and they'll say whatever comes to their mind, sometimes without regard for manners or pleasantries. It's a powerful, powerful explanation of Rav Schwab and Rabbi Soloveitchik, and it's something that really must be kept in mind every time we speak. We must always tell the truth, but we must also and always think about the earthly truth, so to speak. Have an amazing day, everyone.